Good morning. It is Sunday, February 17th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by All My Treasures, a flea market and antique mall on Highway 16 East in Fayetteville, serving interior designers, collectors, and dealers for 26 years with memorabilia, antiques, furniture, and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 6, Sundays from 1 until 6 p.m., 575-0250 for more information.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, music with Mike Shirky and friends inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. And the planet Pluto is discovered and then recategorized. Plus, Becca Martin Brown has what's up for your plate.
But first, it's been another busy week at the state legislature, week number 5 for the General Assembly this session. There was more action concerning guns, a voter ID bill, and changes in lottery scholarships. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
As we reported a few weeks ago, a bill regarding voter ID is moving through the Arkansas legislature. Arkansas voters are currently asked to show ID when voting, but a new bill approved in Senate committee Thursday would require voters to show a government-issued ID when casting a ballot. The Senate State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee passed the bill on a voice vote. Its sponsor, Republican Representative Brian King of Green Forest, insists there is voter fraud happening in Arkansas and says the need for the bill is a simple one.
To protect the integrity of the elections. I mean, we see an election after election here in Arkansas, you know, that they continue to say there's no voter fraud in Arkansas. Every time I've brought up a bill, they say there's no voter fraud. There's voter fraud going on.
Opponents insisted the only voter fraud involves absentee ballots, and despite the bill, those would still be an easier target for voter fraud than votes cast in person. William Elamine, who volunteers his time in Lincoln County to drive older voters to their polling places, says the bill would affect elderly in Arkansas and that fraud isn't what lawmakers should be focused on in the voting system.
The issue that is going on with election is better education for poll watchers. We need more election monitors. These are the election issues that we have, not voter ID.
Lawmakers went back and forth about the bill for about an hour and 45 minutes. One issue that may have to be worked out is funding, as there is no appropriation to pay for voter IDs for those who don't already have a government-issued ID. Senator King told reporters after the meeting that if the Secretary of State's office didn't have money to carry the cost, the bill, should it be made law, wouldn't be implemented. The bill will be taken up by the full Senate chamber tomorrow. And a proposal to set a cap on how much the state's government can grow each year headed to the full House of Representatives late this past week. The House Committee on Revenue and Taxation passed a bill that would limit growth in most of the state's annual expenditures to either 3% or the 3-year average increase to the state's gross domestic product, whichever happens to be less. The director of the state's Department of Finance and Administration told lawmakers Thursday that the proposed legislation would unconstitutionally delegate some budgetary decisions to the executive branch and jeopardize critical government services such as prisons and police. House Republican leader Representative Bruce Westerman says the bill is needed to prevent government spending from growing faster than the state's economy, and he thinks it's a good solution.
I don't see that we're ceding it to the administration. I think we're actually exercising more control and authority over the budgeting process, especially with the emergency expenditures. If there truly is an emergency, then they can come back and the legislature can agree or disagree whether we've got an emergency expenditure.
Governor Mike Beebe has said he opposes the legislation. And the Arkansas House on Friday overwhelmingly approved a bill that would let state colleges and universities decide whether to let permitted faculty and staff carry concealed handguns on campus. The House Education Committee passed Representative Charlie Collins' bill earlier this week on a voice vote. Both a college student and professor spoke for the bill. One person, a high school student, spoke against it. After the meeting, University of Arkansas at Little Rock Chancellor Joel Anderson said he and other chancellors in the state are against the bill.
There's a difference in judgment, and I understand that in the minds of some people, and people that I respect, this would make for a safer campus. And it's my judgment, and it's that of our law enforcement people on campus, as well as other presidents and chancellors, that it does not make a safer campus, that in fact it tends to do the opposite.
Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, is the representative for District 84. Echoing the same talking point he has stood beside since introducing the bill, Collins says his bill is a preventative solution to a problem.
And the problem I'm talking about is the number of crazies and killers that select our college campuses to murder our loved ones. And this is a recurring problem. It's a frequent problem. It's not going away.
Collins amended his bill to let university boards of directors decide each year if they want to opt out of allowing concealed handguns on campus. Anderson said that amendment is a positive step for the legislation. And finally, changes are potentially on the horizon for the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Republican Senator Johnny Key of Mountain Home and Representative Jeremy Gilliam of Judsonia, who is also a Republican, introduced a bill earlier this week that would change the amounts awarded to students receiving the scholarship. Instead of the annual $4,500 amount currently given to students, the proposed legislation would move the system to a tiered payout scheme, where first-year students would receive $2,000 and an additional $1,000 on top of that in each successive year that they stay in school. Senator Key says that the changes are necessary to keep the scholarship program solvent.
We were on an unsustainable course that we were paying out more money than we were taking in through the lottery. The reason that we've been able to do that up to this point was because of the first 7 months of sales of the lottery tickets created about an $80 million reserve before we started awarding scholarships. That reserve has been spent down, and we had to fix the solvency issue going forward.
But not everybody is thrilled about jiggering with the scholarship lottery system. Gubernatorial candidate and former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter was quick to respond to the potential changes to the system. Back in 2008, he was one of the loudest cheerleaders for the scholarship lottery when voters were asked to vote for creating the lottery. Halter says that the lower awards to freshmen will make it more difficult for some students to enter college, and he thinks that any changes to the system would be detrimental to attaining higher education in the state.
You know, when you go out and you vaccinate a population against a disease, if you run out of a vaccine, you don't start cutting the amount of vaccine per patient or don't start leaving people out. Instead, you go manufacture more vaccine. And it's the same principle here.
Halter didn't offer any suggestions as to how he would go about, quote, manufacturing more vaccine for the scholarship system, but we're sure to hear about his plans at some point in the next year and a half as the 2014 election draws nearer. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.